This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. With more than 50 breweries in the state, Vermont now has a brewery for about every 12,000 people. That's a pretty good ratio if you like beer. But making all that beer uses a lot of water and energy, and there are some byproducts as well, like spent grain from the brewing process. The state's Department of Environmental Conservation is zeroing in on breweries to make sure they're aware of their impact on the environment and to help educate them on the best practices for conservation and sustainability. Tomorrow, DEC is hosting a brewery day at Montpelier City Hall. Joining us now with a preview is Catherine Craig, who leads the Vermont Green Business Initiative for Vermont's Department of Environmental Conservation. Nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
And Avery Schwenk, co-owner of Hermit Thrush Brewery in Brattleboro. Avery, thanks for making the trek to Colchester.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jane.
All right. So what are the biggest issues in terms of pollution and waste when it comes to brewing? Catherine?
Sure. So breweries produce a lot of high-strength wastewater, and that's the primary concern. Really, the inspiration for Brewery Day was that we were seeing some pretty preventable compliance issues coming in the door at DEC, and we were thinking, okay, we're seeing these violations that we really don't need to be seeing. What tools and resources can we provide to breweries to make sure that we can avoid them in the future?
What kind of violations? Like what was a wastewater violation or a water violation?
Sure. So that would mean that you needed a permit to be operating and you were operating without a permit. So we really designed Brewery Day tomorrow to address the questions that were coming in the door. What permits do I need to brew beer in Vermont? What permits do I need to sell beer in Vermont?
Avery Schwenk, when you think about sustainability, that's sort of baked into how Hermit Thrush operates.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
so, I mean, when we opened a Hermit Thrush Brewery a little over 3 years ago now, sustainability and, you know, environmental focus was a big part of what we're doing. So we're looking not just at, you know, our wastewater stream, but also, you know, energy use. As far as I know, we're the only brewery right now using wood pellets for all of our process energy, which is, you know, local renewable biomass energy. You know, we're looking even to set our electricity bills, trying to cut oil out of our process as much as possible, using, you know, working a lot with Efficiency Vermont on getting those LEDs in place. All those little things that add up to, you know, being more sustainable as a brewery.
Tell me a little bit about that. I'm interested in this, the water, the wastewater. So,
sure.
And I, you know, have done some home brewing, but never to the scale of you. So tell me about the water that you produce and what happens to it and how you can make sure that you're following better rules on that.
Oh, sure. So, you know, the first thing we do is, you know, we talk to our local water department, had fantastic conversation with them, told them kind of chemicals we were using, how much water, what kind of, you know, yeast organisms or other things might be going down our drain. And thankfully, Brattleboro is pretty well set up for dealing with the kind of waste that we were doing as a small startup brewery. But I know that, you know, as our brewery is expanding, we've got a large dairy plant in town also that's putting out a lot of waste product also. So, you know, we're in constant conversation with them to make sure that we're still doing what we need to be doing, that they can handle the kind of waste that we're putting out. But there's also conversations going around in Brattleboro and around the state about biodigesters, which is a pretty cool thing that I am absolutely not an expert in. But it's essentially a way to use microorganisms to help kind of eat up some of that waste that we're using and have some helpful byproducts. So kind of closing the loop on energy and wastewater.
And Catherine Craig, when a brewery is a startup, they may be small, they may be well within the limits of the water treatment facility in their community. But, you know, if you want to get big, then you might face another problem altogether. I mean, have you seen breweries that start to see some success and want to expand, but then are sort of bumping up against what their community can withstand?
Absolutely. So there's both the issue of expanding beyond your wastewater permit or then hitting the threshold where you are required to get a permit. But then there's also the issue of continuing to brew sustainably as you grow. So you're producing more beer while you're producing more waste. You're using more energy. And so that's both the impetus for Brewery Day, and we're really trying to cover that tomorrow and make sure that we talk about resources for growth and expansion and innovation. So if your brewery is if it's time to grow, we want to make sure you have the tools and resources to do that. It's also a big part of why we're launching this Vermont Green Brewery cohort.
Because you want breweries to be able to communicate with one another or what?
Yeah. So both the cohort is designed both to have an opportunity for brewers to talk to each other and skill share, but also this program is linking folks up with resources. So we've partnered with Efficiency Vermont, and this cohort will operate to give breweries a chance to, as they grow, as they continue to operate, address their waste, water, and energy, and, you know, promote sustainability through all their practices.
Avery, you talked a little bit about energy and you talked a little bit about water, but yeah. You're doing some innovative things with your byproducts, your waste as well.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So I think we and a lot of people in the state utilize our great farm infrastructure. We have a local pig farmer that we've been working with since we opened. So he takes all of our spent grain that we use, so kind of as a natural byproduct of our brewing process, and feeds it to his pigs.
As I said, though, this is sort of part of how Hermit Thrush operates and how you conceived of the brewery to begin with. When you talk to other brewers around the state, how committed are they to being sustainable and to following best practices? And how much is conservation and the environment sort of worked into the way they operate?
From what I've seen, extremely. We have a lot of very positive conversations with our fellow brewers. In fact, we've learned a whole heck of a lot since we've been open up. We worked on a great energy project with in collaboration with Efficiency Vermont and Harpoon, actually, where we went through their entire brewing process. Took 2 full days to go through their process and find ways to conserve energy that were, you know, directly applicable to them, but also, you know, we can then apply to our smaller brewery or our plans for growth in the future. So I think it's been a very collaborative effort, and I think that this kind of this green brewing cohort that we're working on is very proactive. You know, we want to be involved. We want to find ways to be more more efficient and conserve energy, because not only is it better for the environment, it's also going to help our bottom line in the long run.
We'll talk about that, because Hermit Thrush's beers are premium beers. I mean, these are not beers that you're buying at the low, cheap end
sure.
of the beer continuum. So when you look at helping your bottom line, but also trying to do what's best for your communities and for the landscape, where do those two things intersect?
That's a very complicated question, I'd say. So part of that is just the kind of beer that we're making is a little bit different. We're focusing on a different kind of longer-aged beers. We're using a lot of...
sour beers.
We make sour beers, exactly. So we're using wild cultures. They take longer to age and kind of get ready than a 1 month turnaround beer that a lot of other breweries are doing. But we're also investing in our ecology that way too by trying to use as much using our reused wood, essentially, instead of investing in stainless steel, kind of using reused wood from other industries to help age our beers and keep it. So even that is kind of built into our longer-term process.
Catherine, when you talk with other brewers about the upfront cost of changing the way they do business, and I'm sure you try to put the sell on the other end too, like bottom line, this is, if you can be more efficient, that's going to help you in the end. But yeah, it might cost you a little bit more to put in a biodigester. How do you work that out?
Sure. So I really focus on the energy sector. That is the biggest opportunity for savings for breweries. There are opportunities to save with waste and with water, but you're going to see the biggest opportunities.
By opportunity, you mean bang for your buck.
Bang for your buck, absolutely. And because of Efficiency Vermont, we're really able to offer people the chance to, make a big change and get a rebate back and see the profit come back over the years.
So Brewery Day, this is your second Brewery Day?
Second Brewery Day.
And do brewers enjoy this? I mean, is this ability to talk to the government and talk to other brewers a good thing? Or is it like, the big regulatory arm of the government coming in and telling them what to do under the guise of a Brewery Day?
Sure. We try to make it fun. We are having a social hour at Three Penny Tap Room to follow. But I will say brewers really enjoy it. And I got the feedback from Dog River Brewing. They came last year when they were just thinking, Leo Foy and his wife were just thinking about opening up a brewery. And they came to Brewery Day, they got the information, and they decided they were going to do it. And I talked to Leo and he said, Brewery Day was invaluable to me. This is where I got the info. This is how I figured out we can do this. This is the permit. These are the permits I need. I'm going to move forward. So he's coming back to learn more. And I think that there will be a lot of repeat visitors at Brewery Day.
Avery, care to rebut or enhance?
I'm super excited to be there. No, I think a lot of us, any compliance issue we have are more oversight than negligence. There's a lot of things we need to be aware of, especially on the permit side of things. So we're super excited that the state wants to help us out and make sure that we're doing the best we can.
Well, if you are a brewer or in the industry, DEC's Brewery Day is tomorrow. That's Tuesday at Montpelier City Hall from 9 to 4. We'll put a link up at vpr.net. Avery Schwenk is co-owner of Hermit Thrush Brewery in Brattleboro. Catherine Craig leads the Vermont Green Business Initiative for Vermont's Department of Environmental Conservation. I guess you can see both of them tomorrow in Montpelier. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Jane.